Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, folks. Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Me and Mike D'Attilia at the Game Bar and Grill. Jason to the FanDuel Sportsbook, where you can have all your action for this weekend in sports. And actually, Thursday night football also coming to you today, as well as all the NBA games. Wall-to-wall jumbo screens showing sports action. Every major league sport across the country. The game at the Treasure Chest Casino provides a fun atmosphere, elevating the typical sports bar experience with a well-rounded menu.
I just saw Rodney a few minutes ago. I was going to try to get him to get you some seafood, Steve. that way he can do the double deal, and then Luke and I get to eat.
I'm just bummed. I'm still waiting to find a way. For one of these nights, I got to have the date night with the wife so I can come check out the Alder and Birch Steakhouse.
Alder and Birch is awesome. I'm telling you,
because I can't bring the kiddo inside the casino for that. Okay, so he has to miss out.
Okay, just make it a night with you and your wife to come here.
Definitely.
And the steak is awesome here. Really, really is good. So highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And I don't need Rodney around for me to say that, too, because it is really, really good. But he just passed a few minutes ago. Does a great job running things here.
Mike, we're going to get into a lot of LSU football talk this hour. After the first break, Glenn West, senior writer at Go247, will join us. And also later in the hour, Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies, stopping by to give us a little insight on Texas A&M. Really big matchup for this Tiger team, licking their wounds, coming back to Tiger Stadium now, trying to get that victory. I don't know with Texas A&M, man. I realize they're an undefeated team, number three in the nation, but have they really played anybody?
Yeah, they've played people, but all I'm telling you is that line opened at 5.5.
Yeah.
That thing jumped with less than 24 hours to 2.5. Now, people don't want to lose money, okay, in this world. That means a lot of people were betting on LSU in the 5.5, and I wish I'd have jumped on that 5.5, to be honest with you. But, you look at the history, and a lot of people who gamble a lot go back, and they bet trends.
Right.
A&M has not beaten LSU in Tiger Stadium since they entered the SEC. My old friend David Walker, he listens to this show all the time. He's out in East Texas, but he was a Louisiana guy. I was a teenager. I would watch LSU play at A&M. David Walker still running. They ran the wishbone against LSU. LSU couldn't stop that worth a lick. Man, David Walker had an unbelievable – and he was on the verge of signing with LSU. But because Emory Ballard was at A&M and ran the wishbone, and that's – a similar offense to what David had run in high school. He decided to go to A&M. And, man, they took the belt out and spanked LSU, but good that night. But they have not beaten LSU in Tiger Stadium since entering the SEC. You think about Johnny Manziel, those teams, right. Him and Mike Evans out there, couldn't do it.
You look at this Tiger team right now. We know there's a ton of issues. there's got to be something more wrong than Garrett Nussmeier than we're being led on to. I have to believe that.
Not if you listen to the head coach.
Yeah, I'm not listening to him. You know head coaches lie.
Oh, come on. No, I always say that. Man, head coaches never tell you the truth. And they don't have to. That's not their job. They're not your spiritual advisor or moral authority. And if they say, nah, it's not nothing wrong with it, okay, you got to almost accept it. Even though you know you can watch Garrett and see that something is wrong with him.
Do you think it's hurting his draft stock, sorry, so much that it's going to drop him out of round one or no?
Well, here's my deal. That's always the second season.
I hear you.
That's always that off season. And I've seen guys make dramatic jumps in the offseason. Dramatic jumps, especially at that position, at the quarterback spot. Because there's just not enough out there.
People
for
go
teams
QB crazy, right?
In the NFL, and you got some older guys now with Matt Stafford in L.A.
Right.
Okay, how much longer is your boy going to play in Pittsburgh?
Rodgers.
You know, and man, Joe Flacco, what he did for Cincinnati. Man, that was a great game.
That was such a feel-good story, too.
Man, I enjoyed so much. I listened to some of it because I was on the drive back, and then I get to watch it at the end. And the old pops, man, both of them, just slinging it out there at the end. That was a great game to watch. If you didn't have kind of a horse in the race, it was
rooting
really
interest. Yeah.
But, man, now listen, anybody old, I'm for. And to see Flacco throw that football and Jamar Chase, people, you got to spread the ball around.
And feeding them.
Man, spread the ball around? You got to be kidding me. It's not about plays. It's about players. Hey, you got your feelings hurt? Guess what? We won, right?
Exactly.
And Jamar helped us win the game big time. He was literally high school open every play. And you knew they were going to throw it to him and still couldn't
cover
it.
Jones hitting his number one. There you go.
And Ramsey, he was like, please stop throwing the football in my direction. You know, but great game to watch and to see. Now, you won't get that kind of game tonight between the Vikings and the Chargers. Won't. But Justin Jefferson, man, he's putting on a show. It don't matter who's the quarterback with him. Justin, just throw it. I got it. But
something about them LSU boys, except for over in Jacksonville. Brian Thomas Jr. is having a rough year.
He is, something's not right with Brian either.
I know he had a shoulder injury last game.
It doesn't seem to be that he's completely healthy, but I look at the Vikings. What's wrong with J.J. McCarthy? How much longer is he going to be out? That looks what
until
you would Carson
good.
Carson Wentz, and you know, and God bless him, Carson. And you knew a lot about Carson. He was
sure.
With your Eagles,
right?
And man, for that three quarters of a season, he put on a show. But then
the
knee,
Rams, man,
back,
right?
And man, you get a back injury. People was like, "Oh, I had surgery. I'm feeling pretty good." But yeah, you ain't getting run over by a Toyota truck every play either, or getting hit. Carson Wentz hasn't been the same, but man, I'd pump that football. Hey, don't take much. Throw it to Jefferson. They didn't make a play out in the field. And the Chargers, they all beat up too. Man, what Harbaugh's done there, he's done a good job.
That foosball is a tough game, Mike.
Man, offensive line for them.
Oh.
And you hate to see it because once it happens one spot, it happens somewhere else. And somewhere else, they've lost their left tackle, their right guard. Man, they play in 52 pickup with offensive linemen. Hey, and they still find a way to win. I give Harbaugh a lot of credit with that.
Stepping away here on Weekend Kickoff of the Treasure Chest Casino. We'll be back with more as we talk LSU, Texas A&M after the break right here on WWL, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back into the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff as we roll on, getting ready for weekend action between the Saints and Buccaneers in the Dome. First up, though, Saturday, LSU taking on Texas A&M, helping us break it all down. We got Glenn West from Go247 Sports joining us here. Glenn, thanks so much for the time, man. I know Coach Kelly was running a little late, but you never are. Always appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, guys, for having me. We just wrapped up with Coach and got a couple good injury updates on Bernard Gooden and Jamari Butler, two of the defensive linemen. They look like they're on track to play on Saturday.
Well, that is good news, to be honest with you, Glenn. I guess the golf game ended early for Coach Kelly, so he was able to do that press conference on time. I think back to last year and what it did to the LSU defense, in the first half, man, A&M couldn't get anything going on offense. I mean, absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, they yanked Connor Wegman and they put in Marcel Reed. And it was set off the dominoes after that. Now, it didn't surprise me what Milroe did against him because he did that the year before too. But it really exposed the LSU defense. And this year I watched Marcel Reed and broke down some tape on him for television. One of the things, he has become a so much better passer than he was a year ago. But that game really set off a chain reaction of events for both teams.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was one of those performances last year that you could point to an LSU season where it was kind of the downturn, the start of the downward spiral for them because they went on to lose three straight. They pretty much shot themselves in the foot with that three-game stretch starting with A&M. And really, for me, that game came down to a couple different things. It came down to not only Marcel Reed, running the football well and chewing up the LSU defense in that respect, but LSU also turned the ball over three or four times in that game, in that second half as well. Garrett Nussmeier, probably one of his worst halves of his career, throwing the three interceptions in the second half, and just LSU was completely discombobulated in that second half last year, and it's something that they're going to have to certainly work to rectify, because they've been very inconsistent this year as well in a lot of different respects when it comes to offense and defense and just being on the same page at the same time. It just hasn't really clicked for this group yet in that respect.
Glenn, reflect a little bit on I think about Le'Veon Moss when he came out of a struma. I know he was a highly recruited running back. I don't remember LSU being a major player for him. I know it was, if my recollection's right, it was always out-of-state schools that were ahead of the Tigers at that particular point. But you talk about a guy, when he's healthy, man, he's a monster running north and south of that football field.
Yeah, he's really good. He's unfortunately not going to play this weekend. He's been battling a little bit of an injury, and so he's out. But, yeah, LSU was definitely one of the schools that was in on his recruitment, and they wanted him badly during that year. I believe it was the 2021 or 2022 season for recruiting, if I'm not mistaken. And I can't remember who they signed that year, but I don't believe any of those guys are still on the roster in 2025. So Moss is a really talented player. Obviously, he's really risen up the rankings a lot from an SEC perspective, but they're going to be counting on Reuben Owens, I think, who's another really talented back that they signed a year or two ago as well to kind of help complement Marcel Reed in the backfield. So I would say that's the guy to really watch out for this weekend.
Because Moss got hurt in the LSU game last year, didn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. I think there's another injury, though, this year that he's kind of dealing with. I can't remember exactly what it is, but he's out for this game.
One of the things that makes their offense work, they got two transfer portal receivers that have really clicked with Marcel Reed in the pitch and catch part of the game. Yeah. And you can tell, man, Marcel, you know, he doesn't look off a lot of receivers. Man, he sort of telegraphs where he's going with the football. But, man, they've made it work with those two transfer guys.
Yeah, Mario Craver and Casey Concepcion are the two receivers that they brought in this last year, and they've been really, really explosive. And it's really not even the vertical passing game as much as it is what those guys are able to do after the catch. I think this is going to be one of the more entertaining matchups of the entire game because I think the biggest strength of LSU's defense, and it's remained that way throughout the entirety of the season, has been their secondary, but in particular their cornerback room between Monster Delane, DJ Pickett, PJ Woodland. Those guys are playing really good football right now, and I think this is probably going to be the best 1-2 punch that they've faced this season so far with Concepcion and Craver. So getting those guys to the ground when they catch the ball, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a wet day, I think, on Saturday night. You know, I would imagine that the run games for both teams are probably going to be right at the forefront of their game planning, but when those guys make catches in the middle part of the field, they're able to really turn up field and get a lot of yards after the catch. And so that's going to be an area where LSU's really going to have to shore up their tackling and make sure that they don't break away for big time gains.
Glenn, I hope it's not like the last wet game when it was LSU Alabama. Oh goodness!
Yeah,
you could have played two hand touch, and they would still be trying to touch Milroe. I mean,
yeah, Milroe has paid for him for sure.
Man.
Yeah, that's their blueprint though. That's been kind of the Achilles heel of this defense for a couple of years now. You know, last week with Diego Pavia, he was certainly able to make some things happen with his legs. You know, they were able to bundle up Lenore Sellers well a couple weeks ago, but last year, you know, he ran all over LSU's defense from that respect. So this is a big game for the LSU front seven. We talked about it a bunch with Coach Kelly here just a minute ago, and he basically just reiterated what we've heard all week, was that rush lane integrity is going to be really pertinent in this game for LSU in the front line of defense.
Glenn, the crazy thing is we've had a couple people from the betting industry, and they kind of iffy a little bit on the picks. Most of them did pick LSU, and they took the 2.5. They really liked the 5.5. But every one of them said this is going to be an over game. And understanding that there's going to be weather involved here, and we could get some rain out of all this, it's funny how they knew it and yet still picked the over here. But I look back last week and how Arkansas, they went up and down the field against A&M's defense. That's not what you typically expect from a Mike Elko coach defense.
Yeah, A&M's been pretty much middle of the pack defensively in a lot of different statistical categories. They're actually really good on getting off the field on third down. But they will give up some big chunk plays through the air and on the ground this year. They have a really stout pass rush, and LSU's offensive line has been, to put it mildly, atrocious over the last several weeks in particular. And that's going to be a huge emphasis for LSU, is can they get enough protection on Garrett Nussmeier so he can make some quick decisions, get the ball out to these guys and see if they can't go make some plays in the back half of the defense, because that's been an area where Texas A&M's been a little bit more vulnerable this year than in years past with Mike Elko coach defenses. So it's going to be a major influence for LSU to make sure that they are getting the ball out quick and that they're protecting Nussmeier, that they can maybe open up some running lanes for Harlan Berry and Caden Durham and guys like that. And if they're able to do that, then I think LSU should be able to move the ball. It's just, are they going to be able to score touchdowns? And that's been kind of the biggest question with this group for a couple weeks, is, you know, they've been able to move it in between the 30s pretty consistently, but they've had to settle for a lot of field goals, and they've even turned the ball over a couple times in the red zone against South Carolina. So that certainly has to get wiped out of the game on Saturday against A&M.
Glenn, one of the things, and we were talking about it before you came on, because they got a lot of fans. So, you got to spread the ball around. My thing is, this game is all about players. LSU has got to get the football in the hands of Tre'Davious Green more. Okay, we saw it last Thursday night. Joe Flacco was, I got other receivers. Man, to hell with that. I'm putting the ball in the hands of Ja'Marr Chase until they stop it. My thing is, I would kind of pull some of that away and do the exact same thing with Tre'Davious. There is not a 6'7" defensive back. There's not a 6'1" defensive back that's going to cover him. I think for whatever reason, you got to pump the football to him 9, 10, 11 times a game until someone stops it. And then that'll open up areas for the other receivers, for Barry and Brown or an Aaron Anderson or Xavion Thomas, Chris Hilton, you name it. I think that would open things up for someone else. But keep pumping the football to Tredez.
Yeah, no doubt. And they've really kind of tapped into that the last couple of weeks, Mike. I mean, I believe he's got 13 catches for over 200 yards and a touchdown or a couple touchdowns over the last two games. I think they're really looking his way a lot more as the season's gone along and as he's gotten healthier. Look, linebackers are too slow to cover him, and cornerbacks and safeties are too small to cover him. He's a matchup nightmare for opposing defenses, and I think they're finally starting to realize that. I think the one thing, though, that might put a damper in that a little bit is that LSU's offensive line has just played so poorly that they might need to use a tight end or two to kind of help open up something for Nussmeier from a pocket perspective, you know, chipping and things of that nature, just trying to get, you know, anything that they can do to throw this defensive line for A&M off of their lanes and off of their assignments. I think they're going to try to do, but I still think you have to have Tredez Green split out wide. You've got to have him in a lot of different scenarios where you can get him the ball, and you can still have guys like Donovan Green and Bauer Sharp in there to block. Just make sure that you're getting the ball to number 14, and as LSU has seen, good things will happen the last couple weeks when they do that.
The other thing I hope they've worked this week on, short yardage red zone running the damn ball.
It's
frustrating.
Their entire red zone offense has been extremely hard to watch, and you know, that's whether it's turnovers, not being able to get the play calls in. There's a lot that they need to improve on offensively this weekend.
Go check out go247.com for the latest from Glenn West and all things LSU. Glenn, always appreciate the time. How are you feeling about Saturday, too, as we let you go?
I have A&M in this one, guys. I don't have enough faith right now that the offense and defense are playing as a connective unit to win this game like they need to.
Hey, Glenn, I could tell by your tone. You didn't even need to tell me. And I think you feel like a lot of people. Hey, show it. Prove it to me before I pick you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where we're at, for sure.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, thanks, guys.
That was Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Check out all his great work there. We're going to take a break on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk. When we get back, the voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco, will join us. We're going to continue breaking down this matchup, LSU, Texas A&M, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks, getting ready for Thursday Night Football this evening. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Chargers. We got action, though, Saturday. Death Valley taking on LSU versus Texas A&M and helping us break down the Aggies side of things. The voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco, on the line. Thanks so much for the time, Andrew. How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Andrew, I thought back a year ago, we were talking about this with Glenn West from Go 247 LSU. And the first half of that game, LSU, Texas A&M, Connor Wegman. I'm going to use the term, he sort of struggled. He really struggled. And then all of a sudden, Marcel Reed, he jumps out of the phone booth like Superman, and that was it. And it set off the chain reaction of events in Baton Rouge. Three straight losses. They couldn't stop a running quarterback at all. They had Jalen Milroe, and they're still trying to stop him. But they couldn't stop Marcel either. And, you know, what it did for A&M, and I've watched Marcel this year and on film and going back, he's so much better as a downfield passer as he was a year ago. He's much more confident with his throws and that sort of thing. But that one game set off the chain of events that he became the guy for the Aggies and for LSU's defense. It was, man, we better spend about $20 million in the portal to get better or we in trouble.
Yeah, you make a great point. He's not the same quarterback as he was last year, and that really, you know what, he became QB1 at that moment. He'd given Connor Wegman all the opportunities. The week before, Connor had a decent first half, but not a good second half against Mississippi State on the road. And then, as you said, Marcel came in and just really electrified everything. And from that moment, then he realized, here's what's changed for Marcel. I'm now QB1. And when you're QB1 in the SEC, you have to go through and learn and be the leader in everything that you do. I agree with you. I think he does throw the ball better. I thought last year and at a young Marcel Reed, okay, I have my legs. I can always do that. Now trusting this offensive line, he's trusting that pocket. It's going to be there. The progressions, not a shot at Marcel. Understand the way I say this. When you get a chance to throw to Mario Craver and Casey Concepcion, that makes you better. They upgraded at wide receiver as well. That's helping. But Marcel worked on his passing, throwing downfield. You're seeing that confidence and a more comfortable quarterback in Marcel Reed this season.
One of the things, Andrew, is it's a little unusual for Elko's defense. I think they kind of rank middle of the pack in the SEC, but, man, they've given up a lot of chunk plays. They do get good pressure up front on the quarterback, and they get some penetration, but they've given up more big plays this year. Is that maybe just something they're trying to work through? Listen, in the Arkansas game, it was like watching a ping pong game. It was bang, you got it. Okay, I got it. You got it. I got it. And I, for a lot of people, they think that that may be a similar game this week, despite the fact it looks as though we'll have rain during the night at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, doing Mike's coach's show this week, and I said, I don't want to sugarcoat anything because you can't with that head coach. But I said, hey, there were some bright spots. And Mike looked at me and goes, and what were those? And I said, you know, in the overall scheme, it's way too many points. It's way too many chunk plays. You can't do that on the road in the SEC. Mike said, look, if we have that kind of discipline on the defense, it would have been a different score. But Kalen Green, who is out of eligibility, is my understanding. He doesn't come back. That's good news for all those defenses. There are about eight plays, and Mike has told this team, look, it's a 60-minute game in the SEC, and this is a team that's still learning to win, and they're doing it very well now in these one-score games. But if there's normally about four plays that can be the difference in a game, you're saying with those momentum plays, those chunk plays, those explosive plays, those are momentum games, and it's hard to get it back. Fortunate for A&M that their offense was humming like it was. It's just too many. You're going to have those plays. Can they be a 12-yard run and not a touchdown run? You can't have 46, 57 yards. You just can't. And there's got to be better discipline. You got to fit the run better. Now, what they did is after Notre Dame, when they gave up 40 points in South Bend, they held Auburn to 10. Two very different offenses. I do understand that. But they made that adjustment. They had that adjustment against Mississippi State. They did the same thing against Florida. None of those quarterbacks are experienced as Nussmeier. He's just got, and Mike has so much respect for Nussmeier. He truly believes that he's going to be an NFL quarterback for a while. He just loves the makeup of him. And you know that the weapons are there for LSU. And he has to tell his team, look, don't look at, oh, the LSU hasn't scored more than 24 points against an FBS opponent, FCS opponent. It doesn't matter. It's LSU. It's explosive. You guys have played this team. You know the talent that is there. It's got to be a lot tighter, because what happens in that game where the offense isn't scoring like that? You've got to play that complementary football. They didn't. But in fairness, they kept Arkansas to field goals in their first two scoring drives, and the Aggies were able to play with the lead in that game with the Razorbacks. After the 3-0 lead, Arkansas did not have an opportunity to take the lead in that game. That was a good thing. They gave themselves some cushion. 14-3, 21-6. But they also learned you're up 15 in the last 3.5 minutes. And here's Talen Green, two scoring drives. That's a 1-point game at the half. Can't rely on just one side of the football. They've got to be better at complementary football from this point through the rest of the season.
Andrew, one of the things in watching A&M throughout the years, if it was with Coach Fisher and now with Coach Elko, is that I think over the last few years they've had more talented teams than the 2025 version. But Mike has the ability to squeeze all the vitamin C out of the orange. He does that at a really high level. And I think this, even though they've given up some big plays, they are a well-coached football team. And I couldn't say that all the time, maybe with Coach Fisher's team soared to end. But I don't think this is as talented a team as we've seen in years past. But they are more fundamentally sound, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Does it make sense if I tell you that they've accepted roles that they have, and maybe even roles that they're not, I don't want to say not happy with, but you've got some guys who, you know what, they weren't very good on kick returns and punt returns, so they worked on that in the spring, and some guys who had been starters in the past and who were recruited by Mike, hey, this is how you're going to help our team right now. If we need you for the depth in the secondary at safety or at corner, hey, we still got you. You have to be ready. But they become really good. There's an unselfishness on this team. And look, every team has something like this, but the Aggies have the men of the 10. We know who the ball carrier is. We know who got into the end zone. What did the other 10 do? And now they are rewarding that downfield block by a receiver who the ball is not coming to, but he's blocking for a teammate, a tight end who's doing that, a pulling guard who's doing that. Now you create such a reward system. I want one of those men of the 10 shirts. It means something to this team because it's leading to a victory. That's what Mike does. Mike is a very honest coach without making it personal. So if you come to him and say, I want the ball more, he's going to tell you, you want to hear what you want to hear, or you want to hear why you're not getting it. I think that's connected with this team.
One last question. Do you think Jimbo Fisher comes back coach in 2026?
Yes.
I think so,
yes.
Too. I think he does.
I think you know he's a head ball coach is what he is. I think he misses it. TV's not scratching that itch. I think he wants to be back on the sidelines.
Him and Coach O, hey, college football's better with them in some capacity. They really are, to have Jimbo and Coach Ogeron back on the sidelines in college football.
You just named two national championship coaches. Not a lot of teams get to say that. You just named two of them. And what if they ever teamed up together? Oh, man.
Oh, hey, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you, Andrew. Man, we appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, very wonderful talking with you. Thank you.
That was Andrew Monaco, voice of the Aggies, joining us there. We're going to take a break here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Stop by, say, hey, we're here till 7. Then we'll hand it off to Thursday Night Football. Be right back with more of our Weekend Kickoff Sports Talk Edition right after this on WWL. Back here on Weekend Kickoff, folks, if you miss anything, don't forget, you can rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments that you missed on any show on WWL. All you got to do is download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, and then get started. Listen or re-listen to all the WWL guests, commentary, shows that you love, when and how you want. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. We're going to head back to our top of the hour news break, and when we get back, podcaster and writer for The Know, Chrissy Smith, will help us break down some Pelicans news, and also Charlie will give us the bad or good news from this week from our Pick 6 segment. I'm not sure how everyone did.
Yay! Go ahead, Charlie.
We'll be back with more of our Weekend Kickoff Sports Talk Edition right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.